Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And until yesterday morning and the arrest of Governor Rod Blagojevich of Illinois, it was the big story in Chicago. Joining us now is Raul Flores, who's an 8-year employee of Chicago's Republic Windows and Doors Company. In the middle of that factory is a sit-in where workers have been demanding back pay and vacation pay when they were told they had 3 days' notice to leave the factory. And the unpaid bills produced this labor action that's still going on. Raul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me, and thanks for all your support.
Now, the governor was trying to mediate this crisis until he got tangled up in his own big mess. What are the state of the negotiations between the company, the union, and apparently Bank of America, which has a credit line that it withdrew from Republic Windows and Doors that precipitated all of this?
Well, we're still talking. Yesterday, we came to the factory at 10 p.m. We talked to the workers, and today we're going to continue talking, you know, to them. And until we have something written down, and if we agree, we're going to sign up. And if we don't, we go back and keep talking to them.
Now, how much money are you personally owed, and how much money do you think is at stake if you add up all of the workers' unpaid invoices?
Well, personally, they owe me 3 weeks of vacation, my last paycheck, and the 60 days of the last phase, you know, the WARMAC.
So that's thousands of dollars leading into the holidays. That's not insignificant.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of money. And I don't think it's fair that they keep our money. We already earned that money. That belongs to us.
Raul, why does the bank owe you money if they looked at the company and said, look, you're failing. We're not going to lend you any more money. Isn't it the company's responsibility to pay you, not the bank?
Well, personally, we don't know whose responsibility it is, but somebody got to take responsibility of this. Somebody got to put their face. Somebody got to take care of this situation. And another thing, Bank of America, they get billions of dollars out of our pockets, out of your taxes, out of my taxes, and basically we're paying them to get us fired.
So the fact that they're in the bailout makes you pretty mad, and it's not so much that you think the bank owes you money, it's just it can't be the case that nobody owes you this money. That's unacceptable.
Well, yes, that's our money. You know, that's what the money, that's what the federal government gives them the money for, to keep their jobs going. And the only thing that they're doing is using them for themselves. They're buying more places. They just bought a LaSalle. You know, they're spending their souls.
LaSalle National Bank, right? They own Countrywide Mortgage. They're the largest bank in the world, or in the United States. Raul, do you think at the end of this crisis that your jobs will go away at Republic and that the company will be finished?
Well, we don't know yet. But if we gotta keep working, we're gonna keep working. That's what we're here for. We're here to work, and we're ready for work.
All right. Well, it's possible that the final details will be nailed down today, and there could be a settlement today. You're still talking. Raul Flores, thanks so much for joining us, an 8-year employee of Chicago's Republic Windows and Doors Company at the sit-in that's still going on. Raul, thanks for joining us, and good luck this holiday season.
Thank you, guys, and thanks for all your support.